Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Rain.
Rain?
Yes.
Do you like treasure?
No.
Good. More for me.
106.5. The End.
916-766-1065. Or you can text us at 73389. We want to hear your hear me out story. Now, a hear me out story is where the beginning of the story sounds just awful. Like, usually you set it up with a sentence that sounds terrible, but you're like, but hear me out. Hear the rest of the story, and it's all going to make sense. We want your calls at 916-766-1065, or you can text them to us. Make sure to include your name to 73389. We bring this up because Gavin's friend actually sent him a text message about this, right?
Right. I always think hear me out stories are kind of like watching a Quentin Tarantino movie. Like, you see like this horrific action scene and you're like, oh my God. But then it takes you back through the story and you find out how you get there and you're like, okay, it's not so bad. Now I know who the bad guy was.
Right.
You know, or something like that. Yeah. My friend texted me and his text message wasn't, thank God there was no picture. It was in all caps and it just said, I blew up a mouse in my microwave. And I was like, oh my man. I was like, why? What happened? And he just texted back, hear me out. And then it was dot, dot, dot for a really long time.
Like
he was texting a really long story. And all I could do was just sit there and stare at my phone, being like, I gotta figure out what happened. How is this not making him some sort of future Netflix documentary?
Yeah, baby serial killer.
What happened was that his son has a pet snake, and the snake eats mice.
Okay.
And what you do is, apparently, because I'm not a sicko, I don't have a pet snake, but when you do have a pet snake, you buy your mice frozen. They're dead already and they are frozen.
Ugh,
but the snake can't eat a frozen mouse. So he tried to, usually you set it out somewhere and let it just naturally defrost. Well, he didn't have time for that. So he put the mouse in the microwave to try to defrost it, but did not hit defrost and instead hit cook.
Oh.
And he put it in for like 6 or 7 minutes.
Oh my God.
He said that he was just in his kitchen doing other stuff, and he just hears, and he turned around,
Gavin?
And it was just a horror show inside of his microwave.
Okay.
I was like, that is a hear-me-out story.
The idea of I didn't have time to thaw my snake's mouse out should never be said, because did that snake have to get to work? Like, what was the rush?
I think this, because I think snakes only, I didn't ask, this is what I'm just thinking, that snakes only eat like once a week or once every other week or something like that. And I would imagine something like that is easy to lose track of. So like, oh my God, we really need to feed Bobby, you know? So like, I would imagine like, oh, he was supposed to eat 4 days ago. We need to get him some edible food right now. Either that or you're right. The snake works for the state.
Right, yeah.
Well, and it's
I had a Zoom meeting coming up.
Right. And imagine, you know, if a snake gets hungry, what does it do? Especially if you have a snake as a pet. Like, If it's past that point, let's say it is, you only feed it once a week. Like, that week comes and goes. That snake is pretty hungry. What's the snake going to do?
It's going to sit in its glass cube and wait for you to thaw a mouse.
I don't know. If it's like my nightmares, it's gonna plot to get out of the cage,
sure,
and then go find itself something to eat.
Yeah, something big, something that'll last them a while.
916-766-1065, or you can text us at 733-89. Paul from West Sac, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good, thanks. So what is your hear me out story? Where the beginning sounds a little weird until you get the whole story.
I was pantless on a playground while there were kids around.
Oh, my God,
man.
So I was at a playground last year with my son and went down a tube slide, but I went down head first. So when I went down head first, the shorts got pulled all the way down to my ankles, and I didn't have enough room to pull them back up until I got off the slide.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That?
So did everybody see your wiener?
Oh, my God, Gavin.
Well, that's how the kids told their friends later that day.
Oh yeah, that's God. True.
I think people probably saw more the scrambling of me, like, oh, my God.
Right.
You know, than actually seeing anything. So, but, yeah, I'm sure somebody must have caught a glimpse, you know.
Oh, my God. Did you leave? I would leave immediately. I'd just say, it's time to go home. It's time to go home because Daddy's got to scream into a pillow.
And then if we ever come back, we're lighting this playground on fire.
Right.
Yeah. We will only be playing on this playground at night from now on.
Because we're not allowed within 20 feet of it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.